Welcome to Pod Talk, a podcast sponsored by the United Soybean Board, which invests soy checkoff dollars to achieve maximum value for U.S. soybean farmers.
In this Pod Talk, we're going to find out about the importance of animal agriculture to U.S. soybean farmers and the need to improve and capture the value of the soybean meal that is fed to those animals, both domestically and around the world. About 80% of a soybean is comprised of the meal, and the majority of that meal is consumed by the number one customer for U.S. soybean farmers, animal agriculture. While many farmers focus on increasing the volume of soybeans they produce, the value of the meal and oil in those beans is even more important. But in recent years, the crude protein levels in soybean meal produced in the U.S. have been on a steady decline. And that has given other feed sources an opening with livestock producers. Johnny Dodson is a soybean farmer from Halls, Tennessee, and a director on the United Soybean Board, and he says that soybean meal's role in animal rations is really about capturing its rightful share in the animal's stomach.
A chicken or pig or animal in their feed ration only has so much room in their gut. You can either fill it with quality items or fill it with junk. And the persons that are growing the chickens would rather finish that chicken out, the more chickens they can feed out within a specific period of time, the more profitable they can become. Real simple, there's only so much room in the gut, and to get that chicken or pig or whatever animal finished in a timely manner, it's important that we provide the highest quality feed available to that animal.
Competition in the animal nutrition marketplace has heated up with the advent of synthetic amino acids and dried distillers grains, and that has made it even more important that the protein quality of soybean meal improve, and quickly.
We are really facing competition for that room in the gut if we can develop a higher quality soybean, a higher meal soybean, then we can ultimately maybe keep the synthetic amino acid market from displacing and the dry distillers grains from displacing soybean meal and the animals' diet.
The United Soybean Board is taking the initiative to help soybean farmers understand the value of the meal and oil components in their soybeans through the Soy Checkoff's vision, Innovation Beyond the Bushel. Instead of simply being paid a commodity price based on the cost to produce and transport bulk soybeans, improving the quality of the meal and oil in those beans can help soybean farmers not only identify the value of those components, but also capture that value. At the same time, important customers for soybeans will have a better idea of the value of the components in the beans they are buying.
The guy who is formulating feed for the chicken, he will know what he's receiving when he goes to formulate the feed, as opposed to they get a carload, a truckload, a boatload of soybean, and they don't have any idea what the protein and oil content is before they process the soybean.
The United Soybean Board is putting its focus on aligning the entire soy supply chain to look at yield and the value of the protein in the oil. And it starts with informing farmers who have typically placed a priority on volume rather than value. And Johnny Dodson sums it all up very succinctly.
You're just not growing soybeans, because every soybean you produce ultimately winds up being crushed, and the crush value of that soybean is in the meal and oil content of the bean.
Thanks to Johnny Dodson, a director on the United Soybean Board, for sharing his insight on soybean component value with us. You can discover more about the Soy Checkoff's Innovation Beyond the Bushel vision and the importance of both volume and value by visiting unitedsoybean.org.
This has been Pod Talk, sponsored by the United Soybean Board. USB's 73 farmer directors work on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers to achieve maximum value for their soy checkoff investments.